being both networks firing at the same time, but I'm not here to talk about meditation and I'm not here to talk about exercise. Instead, I'm here to encourage you to exercise mindlessness as a way to unlock your most creative, most productive self by activating the default mode network. Okay, so Einstein was a daydreamer. He recommended it. He actively participated in it. Why? Because when the default mode network is active, creativity and problem solving are optimized. When the default mode network is actively firing, naturally demote your executive network. Give it some time off between tasks. This is when creativity flourishes. So when you return to problem solving, you've actually reset your executive network and sometimes even given it new ideas to sort through and select from. And I get it, not a lot of people encourage daydreaming. Usually when we're in it, we're trying to snap ourselves out of it because we're busy, but clearly there's value in it. Our brains are literally trying to reset. So how do we purposefully be mindless? Seems like a paradox. We can trigger these mind-wandering breaks with a concept that I call brain babbling. Brain babbling is the expression of the contents of your consciousness without censorship as a means of activating and stimulating your unconscious. So the next time you feel stuck, I want you to try this. Look around you, grab hold of something you see. I'm going to give you an example, and I'm going to give you a phone-related example because I'm always around my phone. So phone. I'm going to start with the word cell. Cell genetics, DNA, evolution, caveman, cave painting, handprint, fingerprint, criminal, smooth criminal, Michael Jackson, moon, moonwalk. Moon, can you guys imagine if I had fallen there? I would have had to explain to everybody that I fell while attempting to moonwalk during a TED talk. Moonwalk. You could see how far we've come from cell to moonwalk. I'll give you another example. Maybe let's do phone thigh.